In this bulletin, Victoria selects a site for a purpose-built alternative to hotel quarantine. New South Wales authorities investigating the deaths of two men who recently had a COVID vaccination. And Michael Collins, one of the three Apollo 11 mission crew members, dies at the age of 90. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The Victorian government has confirmed an existing quarantine site in Melbourne's north will be the new facility for return travellers. Construction on the planned 500-bed facility won't start until after September and is subject to federal government approval as it's located on Commonwealth land. The facility will be next door to an existing federal animal quarantine facility and is expected to cost $15 million. Acting Victorian Premier James Molino says he hopes this hub will help with travel arrangements in the future.
So this is about an alternative quarantine hub. It's clear that the virus will be with us for some time. We've got a delayed rollout in the Commonwealth's vaccine program. We've got a dire situation in other parts of the world. We just don't know at this stage how this year will play out. And the announcement that we're making today is about providing Victoria and our nation with options.
Acting Victorian Minister for Police and Emergency Services Danny Pearson says Victoria has done the work to stack the project up and now the Commonwealth needs to deliver it.
We took on this burden 12 months ago out of a need of urgency to step up and support people returning home. The Commonwealth needs to step up now to work with us to develop a longer-term solution. So by working together, we can get a much better outcome, and that's our focus today.
Health authorities are investigating the deaths of two men in New South Wales who were recently vaccinated with a COVID-19 vaccine. No link has yet been found between the deaths and the vaccinations. The Therapeutic Goods Administration says a report of an adverse event after vaccination does not mean the event was caused by the vaccination, but is aware of the cases. One is a 55-year-old man in Tamworth who died last week, 8 days after receiving a COVID vaccine, having suffered a blood clot in his lungs. The other death was a 71-year-old man in Sydney who had existing medical conditions and was recently vaccinated with AstraZeneca. India's daily COVID-19 cases have hit a record 360,000 and its virus-linked daily death toll has passed 200,000. It's the highest single-day spike in both COVID-19 cases and deaths since the pandemic broke out. India has registered more than 300,000 cases per day for 7 consecutive days. The International Federation of the Red Cross head of South Asia is Uday Regmi.
Now India becoming an epicenter of the world regarding this pandemic. But the government put in their all efforts to control these situations. We are very much hopeful within a week or two, it will be controlled.
The World Health Organization says India's tolls are substantially underestimated, noting that the number of infected people is at least 20 to 30 times higher than what's being reported. China has urged Australian politicians to shake off a Cold War mentality, calling certain members of the government troublemakers. It comes after Home Affairs Secretary Mike Pezzullo declared the world's drums of war were beating and that Australia must prepare for conflict in the region. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lingjian says Australia has long benefited from cooperation with China and should be focused on promoting peace instead.
As a country that has long benefited from cooperation with China, it is unethical for Australia to hype a China threat theory, nor is the allegation consistent with facts. It will end up hurting itself. We advise individual Australian politicians to abandon the Cold War mentality, stop making irresponsible remarks, and do more to benefit regional peace and stability.
Apollo 11 astronaut Michael Collins has died of cancer at the age of 90. Collins piloted the ship from which Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin took their historic first steps on the moon back in 1969. The three-man Apollo 11 crew effectively ended the space race between the United States and Russia. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, showers and 25 degrees. Should be sunny in Adelaide, a top of 24. Similar conditions in Melbourne, 19. A shower or two in Hobart and 19 degrees. Canberra is expecting sunny conditions and 21. Wollongong also sunny and 23. Sydney similar, 24. Newcastle sunny, 24 degrees. Brisbane's expecting a shower or two, 25. Some showers forecast in Cairns and 28. And a sunny day in Darwin and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.